So, little story. I was thinking maybe I should tell some scary stories since it's Friday the 13th. So, here's one I'm sure you've heard before, but I like to tell it. And it's when I was like 8 or 9 years old, I can't remember when, and I had to go to summer camp, and I hated it because I hated the water, and it was like swimming and sailing and canoeing. It was a real disaster. I don't understand. I lived in Michigan. I was surrounded by lakes and rivers, but I had this fear of water. So what happened is I met this kid. His name was Franco at summer camp, and he was the best swimmer at camp. And he was like, it's really not that hard. You just have to move your arms and legs. So every morning he would wake me up at 6 and we'd go to Waaloo Lake. We'd have to swim all the way across and back. And it was about a half mile across and a half mile back. And the first few times I took a little paddle, this little like styrofoam thing. And he would coax me along and say, come on, you can do it. You're not a wimp. Keep going. And I would be like 10 feet, 20 feet, 30 feet behind him. And there'd be all these piranhas swimming around us. Actually, they were probably just pieces of seaweed, but when I was a kid, I thought it was like sharks and stuff. I was freaked out, but he made me do it every morning. And by the end of the summer, I moved up from a red swimmer to a blue swimmer, which was the next step up. So, thank you. Thank you so much, Franco. This one's for you. But the story gets a little weird because last week at camp, we were doing our last swim in the morning across, and by then I had gotten rid of the styrofoam flotation device, and I was doing the breaststroke or something, I don't even remember. And we were swimming out, and it was kind of early, and it was a little cloudy, so it was a little bit dark, and there was little bit of dark clouds, ominous rain clouds in the distance over the hills. And we got to one end and we started swimming back and we saw out of the sky this black dot. It was getting closer and closer. And I was like, hey Franco, look at the UFO. He's like, that's not a UFO. It got closer and closer and I said, I think that's an airplane. He's like, that's not an airplane. And then I said, actually, I think that's a pterodactyl. And it seriously looked like it. It had these huge wings and this long tail with a little hammer at the end and a big beak. And he was like, holy crap, you're right, it's a pterodactyl. So we swam so fast, but it kept coming nearer and nearer, and we could hear it above us, and it was making this fluttering, buzzing noise. And when I looked behind my shoulders, I saw that it actually was striped. It was striped black and yellow, and it looked kind of like a bee. And it made this hissing, buzzing sound, and it was snapping at us, and it had claws, and had a giant gun. So, and it was shooting at us. And we would go underneath, we would dive really deep, like those diving fish. And we'd come up for air, go down again like turtles, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And when we got to shore, we just ran as fast as we could to the camp, and we told all the camp counselors that the predatory bird wasp was out to get us.